this new position really reflects and really does underscore the government's renewed focus on the Pacific, the importance of the Pacific, the value that we place on our international development, and of course, our very strong desire to continue building a strong relationship with our near South Pacific neighbours.
And what do you see as your priorities in this new role? Do they differ from your previous role, do you think?
This role really is an opportunity to build upon the work that I was doing as Parliamentary Secretary in the space. Plus, in addition to that, not only obviously it being at a ministerial role, but also with a renewed focus by having less to do with the trade side and more to do with international development and the Pacific, I can have a very strong and clear focus on our Pacific neighbours and the international development work that we do in that respect. So that's going to be a stronger focus for me. But it does, I guess, really build upon the work that I've been doing previously. And over the coming week or so, I'll have the opportunity to sit down with the Minister, Julie Bishop, as Foreign Affairs Minister, as well as the Department more broadly, to look at refining exactly what areas we can really put a lot of emphasis on.
I know it's only very early days. You've only been sworn in this morning. But do you have any priorities, any goals that you would like to achieve in this role?
I want to make sure that we continue to develop Australia's relationship. I want to make sure that our aid priorities reflect appropriately the kinds of agreements that we've put in place with those with whom we partner on aid. I want to make sure that we've got a strong private sector focus, in particular work that we've done in respect of aid for trade. I want to make sure that we've got a very strong and healthy relationship with PNG and Fiji, but also continue to build on the relationships that we have more broadly across Micronesia, Melanesia and Polynesia.
What does the creation of this new position mean in practical terms for you and the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop?
So Julie, as Foreign Minister, and myself will, of course, break down the role. My role, insofar as it pertains to the Pacific, really is to focus on Micronesia, Melanesia and Polynesia. The countries within that bracket, the relationships that we have, the assistance that we can provide. We're, of course, all focused on what we can do to reduce poverty, to enhance stability, to promote growth in the region. We see the private sector playing a key role in that respect. But ultimately, we want to ensure that our relationships through all these areas go from strength to strength.
That's something you've mentioned a number of times in this interview already, improving relationships with the Pacific countries. Climate change appears to be a sore point between Australia and many Pacific countries. Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama has used it a number of times to criticise Australia, calling us a member of the Coalition of the Selfish. What, if anything, can you do to repair relations on that front?
Well, I think part of my advocacy will be to focus on the very strong work that Australia is doing. But it's also going to be about engaging, of course, with the various nations throughout the South Pacific, listening to their concerns, making sure that we address through policy responses the concerns that they raise. Of course, we've had some unfortunate comments that were made. The Minister responsible has apologised for those. But from my perspective, I think that ultimately, through just regular engagement, through making it a key priority area, through having a renewed policy focus on these areas, will all help to reinforce the message that Australia wants to be a very good neighbour, that we see ourselves as sharing the journey in this respect, and we all have a responsibility to act accordingly.
Are there any trips organised? Can we see you overseas anytime shortly?
Absolutely. I've been working, and this builds upon the program that I already had in place for the second half of this year in my former capacity as the Parliamentary Secretary. I'll be visiting both Papua New Guinea and Fiji in the near future. I want to continue building upon the work that I've been doing. Of course, I've also had the opportunity to go to the Solomon Islands, and I'll keep building upon that work as well as other opportunities to make sure I visit, to engage in a very active sense. With the leadership, with the private sector, to help to drive Australia's priorities in terms of our international development assistance. These are all the key areas I want to touch upon. And once I've sat down with the Foreign Minister and had the chance to really work through what the priorities will be and what areas we'll focus on, I'll be in a much stronger position to outline what the plan will be over the short term.